Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by my good colleague, Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to welcome Professor of Political Science, Zev Hanan. He is at the Bar-Ilan University, especially at the post-Soviet conflict at the Begin Sadat Center. Professor, a very good evening to you. I go immediately to the post-Soviet state of Azerbaijan, which I've had the pleasure of visiting several times over these last years. It is a modern, sparkling capital that has put its shoulder to the wheel to aid Europe with natural gas line, the Southern Gas Pipeline, but it's also the center of energy superstars around the region. What do we need to know about Azerbaijan today that makes it especially critical in the years ahead? Good evening to you, Professor.
Good evening, John, and thanks very much for your invitation. It's a big pleasure for me to be with you this night. Actually, I would say that Azerbaijan is one of the post-Soviet states, which becomes a sort of a superpower in the Southern Caucasus, or Trans-Caucasus, as Russians call it. But at the moment, many other countries of the post-Soviet space, Oriental Caucasus, like Central Asia and so on, that has in between Russia as a predominant force and other subjects there in the area, like China, like Iran, other Turkey, like other interest groups. Actually, Azerbaijan or official Baku, the capital city of that country, they actually for quite a long period of time, they tried to develop a multi-pole policy, foreign policy. But step by step, due to quite a substantial leadership of presidents, of ruling elite of this country, they actually also understood that they were unable just to limit themselves with their sub-region from the south of the Caucasus Hills, but should understand they're also a part of the so-called bigger Middle East, especially that part of the Middle East which are which include Eastern Mediterranean area of Caucasus and Central Asia and in some other areas, and to play more substantial role. For that, they need allies just in order to be to provide their own interests and cooperate with those with whom they're interested to cooperate, but even more important, that they experience a challenge from Iran. Iran, which actually built up a widespread bloc, anti-Western bloc, so-called the line of anti-American line or anti-Western line, which is Iran and their proxy and allies like Syria, like Shia movements in Iraq, in the same Syria, like Hezbollah, like Hamas, like Houthi in Yemen, Taiman, they also have their own allies like Qatar, who is trying to sit between two chairs, as we say in Hebrew. onto chairs, like we say in Russian. From this point of view, yeah, Russian language is more optimistic than Hebrew. In the same, from this point of view, we can say that Iranians are actually, they also demand, so they have some also globalist intentions, meaning to develop the world, the global Islamist movement, global jihad, also interfering in the relations in Africa and Latin America and in Europe if they try due to their networks of influence. From this point of view, just to finish this point, from this point of view, Azerbaijan was looking for strong allies, and Israel is one of them.
Yes, Israel is the ally. I learned that when I visited once, and there were Israeli military equipment and advisors everywhere. Malcolm, you have a question for the professor.
Sure. I too visited Azerbaijan many times over the last decades. I knew the previous president, Aliyev, and this one as well. And we believe that it is a vital region, and Azerbaijan is the core of it. So maybe you could talk to us a little bit about the juxtaposition of Iran being on the borders of Azerbaijan being on the borders of Iran with 30 million Azeris in the country, and on the border of Turkey. How do they balance that? How do you see Azerbaijan's position in terms of the more global situation being in that strategic location?
I would mention three points with your permission. One point is actually Azerbaijan understanding that they have to mobilize enough diplomatic, military, and economic and other resources in order to oppose Iranian interest in the Transcaucasus, in the Southern Caucasus. And from this point of view, Azerbaijan is interested in allies. You mentioned armaments, which they get from Russia, but at the same time from Israel, and the Israeli armament is actually, according to different estimations, between 55 to 65% of what Azerbaijan army enjoys at the moment. Azerbaijani insist that actually with the Israeli supply helped them to gain a final victory in the Karabakh wars. At the same time, the result is also that Armenia actually understands in Yerevan that in fact what happened will not return anymore, and now they have to choose. In fact, Armenia was an ally of Iran and a big partner of Russia, but now Armenians understand that a peaceful solution with Baku will also open doors for European Union and cooperation with the United States and other Western countries. That's one point to my mind. Second important point, Turkey. From one hand, Turkey is a close ally of Azerbaijan, and Turkey are allies. On the other hand, we live in the epoch of so-called unclosed triangles. It was in 19th century and early 20th century where the friend of my friend is my friend and the enemy is my friend. Yeah. Today, we see the situation that Azerbaijan have strategic partnership with Israel and with Turkey. At the same time, Israeli-Turkey relations used to be much better. Yeah? From this point of view, I think that Aliyev, the father, and Aliyev, the son, this Aliyev family, their vision is that they have to preserve their understandings and agreements with the both sides.
Professor, we just have 1 minute. 1 minute, Professor. Please continue.
Yeah. At the same time, they, for example, when Turkey insisted that Azerbaijan will stop cooperation with Israel, in Baku said no, and even in increased Israeli support, the supplying of oil and so on to Israel, even after the 7th of October, when this Middle Eastern war started. And the third point, which is also important, we are talking about Abrahamic Accords. When we are talking about Abrahamic economic accords, which are going to be extended if there will be normalization of relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. We are talking about Arabs, first of all. But we also have countries like Azerbaijan that they can, are able to join the process. From this point of view, we can understand that Azerbaijan would play a very important role in the establishment of the so-called new Middle East, collective security in the area that we live in.
Professor Zev Khanin at Bar-Ilan University in Tel Aviv, Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.